Everybody, welcome to yet another edition of
Making Waves.
Boy, that's it. You heard him. It's the voice of Steve Bykwist. He's been on vacation for a little bit. We're going to talk about that. But Steve, great to have you back on board here to make some waves on LakeshoreLineNow.com. And certainly looking forward to some conversation we're going to have today as kind of a outgrowth of the recent 70th anniversary that was held for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. They had a big party at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce, and boy, it was well attended. There were wonderful displays and some voices from years gone by that we're going to visit with over the course of the next couple of weeks here on Making Waves, as we had the chance to be down there and get some interviews with some of the longtime participants that have been involved with the hospital, either as employees, Steve, or as volunteers, because as you and I know, this is a very active community for people that give back.
70-year anniversary for the hospital. And it's timely that the 70th anniversary comes at a time that they're putting the final financial package is put together for the new facility. And I remember when we first came to Chelan, actually the ribbon cutting of the current hospital, we had an opportunity to attend that and look forward to chatting with and about some of the folks that attended the anniversary and their history in the community and also history with the hospital.
Yeah, there was one person, and we'll talk about that later on a little bit. One person that was there for the event, Steve, that actually was a part of the very first hospital and then was involved when the now current hospital, but then new hospital was opened back in, I think it was 1972. And now we'll be here to see yet a third hospital coming around, and if everything holds on schedule, Steve, that'll be with groundbreaking next year. They hope to have it open and operational in 2021.
Number of us are around that remember the ribbon cutting and the old hospital becoming community apartments, which are sorely needed and continue to serve here in the Lake Chelan Valley. And the new facility at that time certainly was state of the art. The art obviously has moved along, so it's time to do it again.
It is indeed. So we're going to be talking about Lake Chelan Community Hospital. We'll have an interesting conversation for you in this week's program with longtime Chelan resident, former pharmacist Emmett Astin, and he's quite a guy. We're not going to get into all the details on Emmett yet, Steve, so hold your thoughts. I know you've got some. We'll get back to that. Also want to mention, though, some things that won't be concluded before this week's program is done, but it'll be pretty exciting stuff with both the Chelan and Manson volleyball teams, Steve, headed to Yakima at the Sun Dome, as they'll be participating this week for the Manson Lady Trojans Thursday and Friday as their tourney. For the Chelan Lady Goats, they'll be at it on Friday and Saturday. So lots of local folks going to be making their way to Yakima this week.
Including yourself.
Including myself. We'll be there and have some live coverage for you, multimedia coverage, Steve, on LakeChelanNow.com, because we're going to be having some audio things. Cross your fingers, everything works out on that. We're going to be having Facebook Lives. We'll be using all of our social media accounts. And, of course, we'll be posting photos and stories online as well on LakeChelanNow.com. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I certainly am looking forward to covering the state volleyball tournament down there. Next week's program, when we come back, we'll be able to report back to you on how these two teams fared at state. Also, kudos to the Manson boys cross country team, Steve. They finished fourth at state this past weekend.
It's good to see the young people in the community and Chelan and Manson. But Manson's program coming along the way it is. It's been phenomenal to watch over the past several years the growth of numbers of programs in the Manson School District. Being a Manson resident, I tend to track that a bit.
Tell you what, it's been really nice, too, to get all the cooperation that we here at Lake Chelan Now have gotten from both school districts, Chelan and Manson, as they're helping to provide photos from these events that we just can't get out to at all times from other sports like cross country and soccer and the away football games and those kinds of things. And, we love to cover it. It's great to have some of the visuals to go with the stories. Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist, we are certainly glad to have you with us on this week's edition of Making Waves. Don't go away, because when we come back, we'll hear from Emmett Aston, as he was a big part of the 70th anniversary party held recently for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. That coming up right after the break here on LakeChelanNow.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at ChelanRealty.com.
And we welcome you back here on LakeChelanNow.com for Making Waves. And Steve, we've been talking Lake Chelan Community Hospital and having their 70th anniversary party recently. It was pretty cool. They lined up a lot of people to come in and who had agreed to be victims, if you will, to be recorded for posterity's sake about their involvement with the hospital. One of them was Emmett Aston, and I know you and Emmett go back a long time, and if anybody's been around the community for any length of time, they certainly know Emmett as a pharmacist, perhaps, as a business owner, a retailer, and of course with his involvement with the hospital.
Emmett Aston has been in the community for a long time. We came in 1970. Their store was located on Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan, a facility now called Frenchie's, which is right there close to Campbell's on Chelan's Main Street, Wooden Avenue, before they moved up to what was the former Klein Variety Building, just up the block a ways. Emmett, longtime community resident and involved in the Chelan Rustlers, former Chelan City Council persons, former president of the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce, delightful family, raised them here in the community, and frankly, good friends for a long period of time. In fact, several Christmas Eves, quite a few Christmas Eves, actually, it became a tradition for folks from the radio station to drop down to Aston's, either at their location, Frenchie's now, or what was the Klein's Variety Building closer to the radio station studio then, which was right on Main Street as well, and participate Christmas Eve in a little post-holiday shopping, pre-Christmas festivities, which included some libation usually. And it got to the point several times that we had Nerf football games in their retail facility, passing this Nerf football down aisles and breaking things, and it was kind of mayhem a few times. And one particular time, I remember that Bonnie Aston took great exception to a play that I had made. I happened to be wearing a tie, a formal shirt and tie. She took great exception to the play that I completed, grabbed a pair of scissors off the display and came over and clipped my tie off right there at neck level, and got a great big kick out of that. And that seemed to also become part of a tradition. Christmas Eve, we started cutting people's clothes.
Yeah, we probably better stop that part of the interview right there. That's a great story, and certainly not surprised that that would be Bonnie doing that with a pair of scissors. If it hadn't been her, it probably would have been Cindy.
Most likely. One of the yes. Emmett certainly was in on all of this, and again, I point out that he has been in the community as an active chamber, business person, city council person, rustler, you name it, he's done it. And certainly he's been a stalwart in helping put together what will become the new hospital through his activities in the foundation.
Yeah, foundation, very important to him. And it's great to hear some of these old stories that go back, and especially into those years when it was a little bit different makeup of the town, quite frankly. And that's one thing, Steve, I think we need to do a show someday and just go back and pick periods of time and walk through Main Street, walk through Wooden Avenue at this vintage year, and then do it again maybe 10 years after that. And then from that, because I came here in 1993, and I'm just amazed at how much the storefront names have changed since that period of time. You go back way before that and have a lot longer history with it. But it's interesting, I think, to go when people don't always know, well, that used to be that building. And it was fun doing the Kelly 60th anniversary, for example, and how they came to where they are now, but it started at another location. And then Kelly's itself isn't one building. It's actually three buildings that they have cobbled together. It was a bank and it was an insurance company and there were some other things. So I think it's fun to get that historical perspective. And that's one of the great things that I think is so important about the hospital doing this, to make sure they go back and record for posterity some of the people that have been involved. Not so much now, they're still here, they're still with us, we visit, but you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, to be able to access these voices from the past, which you and I will be at some point as well, a voice from the past. But for now, this has been a fun endeavor. And we talked about, we're featuring Emmett today, Steve, but we're going to have a couple of more in next week's Making Waves edition that we caught up with at the hospital anniversary party. And we'll hear from Bob Gervais in that one. We'll hear from Alice Killian from Manson and get their thoughts, not only what they're doing with the hospital and have done, but find out a little bit about their backgrounds. And of course, we'll hear some Steve Bykwist stories about those principles as well.
I'm looking forward to those stories.
All right. So as we promised, let's catch up right now with Emmett Aston, who was at the 70th anniversary for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Emmett is the longest standing member of the hospital foundation.
Let's talk about the foundation. How do you feel about that? And what does it convey not only to the public here, but what does it do for the hospital?
Well, the foundation is here to help support the hospital as one of its main projects. And of course, it started back when people wanted to give money to the hospital, but there was no way. But now with the, so they formed the foundation and people then could donate money and get tax credit for it, for one thing. Also, the need was there. The hospital needs constant updates with items, and that was a way to raise money for the hospital.
And again, you have been the longest standing member of this group. Right now we're sitting, but that's okay. Obviously, it's something that you believe in strongly because you've done it for how many years now?
Well, the number of years have kind of gone past me. I'm not sure, but it's like 15, 16 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm one of, Judy Steele is still the, I can't say oldest member, but she's been on the board a little bit longer than I have. And so I don't dare say she's older because I'm older than Judy, but I've been there for a number of years and I've enjoyed it.
What's the best part about being on the foundation?
Well, back as a child, that was last century, I always wanted to be something in the public and health. And I don't know why, but I chose pharmacy. And so this way, my parents were giving to the community in my hometown of Omak. And so I wanted to do something that I could do that would be helpful. And so I thought pharmacy would be a good profession. So back in the 50s, 1950s, I thought of being a pharmacist. So that's a few years ago.
And of course, you were a pharmacist for a good number of years in Chelan, and you and your wife and your daughter started operating Aston's Gifts Cards, etc., which is no longer in operation. But so you're a retailer, you're a pharmacist, you're a volunteer. It's been quite a career for Emmett Aston.
Yes, it's been quite interesting. I started in 1959 with graduating from the University of Washington, spent a year in Shelton, Washington, moved here in 1960. And we've been in Chelan ever since. So it's been quite a run, and we've enjoyed it. Of course, I'm retired now. I'm too old to be a pharmacist. The kids today, I shouldn't call them kids, but they are, they're youngsters, are graduating way more knowledge than what I was given when I was in school. But we were up to date at that time. Now the new kids are doing even greater and better. And so it's really nice for the community and the field of pharmacy.
Emmett, I know you have a commitment to healthcare, obviously a pharmacist and getting involved with Lake Chelan Community Hospital. The hospital has evolved. This now will be the third hospital that will be coming up when they build the new one. And of course, the existing Lake Chelan Community Hospital was opened up in the 70s, and now hopefully in a couple of years will be the new Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Have you been supportive of that need to upgrade and update?
Yes, I've always been a supporter of the new hospital. Medicine has to constantly evolve or move forward, and the hospitals have to do the same. This one we've outgrown as a community, and so it's time for the new one, and I'm sure everybody's looking forward to the opening of it in 2021, I guess it is.
2021, not that far away. And Emmett, in terms of your plans, going to continue to be a part of the foundation?
Yes, I'm going to stay on for a number of years. I told the group that one of these days I'm going to have to let the young kids take over because my joints don't move like they used to, but I'm still enjoying it, still able to go to the meetings, so still taking part and enjoying it.
Emmett, I know the community thanks you for your time and your dedication, and thanks for sitting down to chat with us.
Well, thank you, Dennis. It's good to see you again, and thanks to everybody for the support of the hospital. We sure enjoy it.
And we welcome you back here making waves on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist. Our thanks to Emmett Aston for sitting down at the recent 70th anniversary to let us record him and get his thoughts on his involvement with the foundation, and always fun. Don't forget, next week's edition to Making Waves, we'll have more interviews from that 70th anniversary of the hospital. But right now, want to kind of shift gears a little bit, as Steve Bykwist, as you know, if you've been listening to this program, has been absent for a couple of weeks, not because we didn't want Steve here, but because Steve was out playing and having fun, including a cruise from the East Coast. You know, most people, you might cruise the Inland Passage and the weather might not be great, or, you know, but most people doing cruises, you typically think of going to warm weather places, or at least doing a cruise at a warm weather time, but not Steve. He went in October, and he went to the East Coast and then went north into Canada. Steve, tell us about that cruise, because you and I were sharing some conversation, and it sounded absolutely fantastic.
First of all, we cruised with Viking, and they're number one rated around the world for several years running. Their ships, their ocean-going ship, they're big on river cruises in Europe, smaller ships, but their ocean-going vessels are all relatively new and all comparatively small. I've done the big cruises before and done them to the southern climates before, but these ships are 950 passengers, crew of about 400, a little over 400. So comparatively small. Crew size is up there compared to others. And you can imagine with that many folks, before you even think you need something, it's already done and handled. So yeah, it was phenomenal. We went to Montreal, Quebec, and then went to Quebec City, Saguenay, Gaspé, Halifax, before going to Boston and then New York City. So a good part of that was in the Seaway. Some parts of it was in the Atlantic Ocean, and the area that we were in the Atlantic was just coming off the remnants of a hurricane. So there was one day there that was, for me, fun, for others perhaps not, including Donna, who got seasick for a day. She's going to not be happy that I mentioned that probably, but it was just a phenomenal experience.
You thought you were back on Lake Chelan in a bad storm. Steve, I want to ask you about one of your stops, because it's a city that's intrigued me after seeing a program on television about Quebec City, and it reminded me so much of places in Europe when I saw this program that was filmed entirely in Quebec City, and absolutely beautiful.
That whole area is absolutely beautiful. We were there, they call us color peepers. When we were there with the colors, their tourist folks come and look at the colors of autumn anyway. But the city is just absolutely phenomenal. Of course, it's all French-speaking. This is a French-speaking area, along with many other languages. So, but there was no challenge with that. Everybody seemed to speak English as a second language one way or the other. And yeah, very European. You'd guess you were there. That is in Europe. It was phenomenal experience, actually.
When I ask you, Steve, of the cruise, what was the one highlight that stood out to you?
The entertainment on board, believe it or not. They had some phenomenal people that put together nearly daily events, and they were phenomenal. But Quebec, I enjoyed all the cities we visited, actually, ending up, of course, in New York. And I have, for people that know me, I'm more comfortable in a Chelan Manson setting, more comfortable at a Stehekin setting, Lucerne, Upper Lake Chelan, what have you. So it was somewhat of a push for me to join the throngs of millions.
Well, I know you called me from the middle of Times Square, which I got to be truthful with you, Steve, because you hit it on the head. I know what you are comfortable with. I was almost shocked that you were in Times Square. I mean, I knew you were going to do the touristy things and see the monument, the 9/11 monument, some of those things. But Times Square, that surprised me just a little bit. But your experiences in New York City, I know you told me you went to a number of the theatrical productions and you were pretty impressed.
Yeah, very impressed. We did do one off-Broadway production called Avenue Q, funny. On Broadway, Book of Mormon, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my entire life for that period of time. Carole King musical called Beautiful. The stage for the production of that thing was just over the top. And what can you say about Lion King? Everybody is into Lion King. It was phenomenal as well. So we were able to get that experience out of the way. We were staying a half block off Broadway and about two blocks from where you see the ball drop in New Year's. So it was not like we were out avoiding the throng.
Did you get to ride the subways?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did the subway thing and we did the Uber thing and did the taxi thing. Coming back from the park, and I don't know what you call them, but you have a bicycle rider in front and two people sit in back in these little carriage, rickshaw kind of thing, whatever it's called. And they took us through the park. There's two couples, so we had two of these things side by side. The guides were phenomenal, stopped wherever we wanted to, took a bunch of pictures, answered tons of questions. They were just phenomenal. They were in the game. But part of the package that we purchased there on the street corner before going into the park included them taking us back to our hotel, which is, you got these little things, bike things that you're in, traversing traffic with nothing but horns honking, traffic going every which a direction, sirens going off. For a minute you thought you put your first foot in the grave and the second wasn't too far behind. After you got over the initial, oh my gosh, we're not going to make it, it became fun. It was a hoot. But you're 6 inches away from vehicles going, yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting city, certainly. I had the opportunity last January to go back to see Joe Harris play basketball for the Brooklyn Nets. And so I walked all through Brooklyn, walked across the Brooklyn Bridge and traversed New York City itself, the Manhattan area. It was a lot of fun. I got very adept, I got to tell you. It was scary initially, but I got very adept at the subway system. I had heard so many things about it. And really, what an efficient way to get around a city that big, because you could literally go from Madison Square Garden, where I saw the Knicks play Brooklyn, I could get on a subway right inside the building, by the way, right as you come out of Madison Square Garden, hop on it and get let off very close to the Barclays Center where the Brooklyn Nets play in Brooklyn, and a very short walk to my hotel room from there. And it was just amazing. I was really surprised at how easy it was to use the subways and affordable.
Very affordable. And after you get over the initial shock of trying to get a ticket and the blue line and the green line and number 4 train and da-da-da-da-da. After you kind of sort that out or ask some questions, get rolling on it, and it's inexpensive and quick.
The biggest thing for me, Steve, was to make sure, because they've got platforms on either side of the road, and depending on what borough you're heading to, you better make sure that you're on the right side headed in the proper direction or you're going to end up. That happened to me one time. I ended up in the Bronx, and that was not my destination, but we digress. Before we get off the travelogue here, Steve, I want to ask you also about, because you're a media guy and you had the opportunity to experience a bit of the media in New York City.
We went to New York City with another couple that I know very, very well, and former Manson and Chelan residents, Dave and Sandy Glatley. Dave's a WSU Cougar graduate in the Murrow Communications College there. And through some contacts that he had, some people that he knew back in school a long time ago, one of them being an official, if you will, higher up in CBS. He was able to ask if we could get a tour of CBS. This is something that folks don't walk off the street and walk into their facility. And they did background checks on us before we got there. Full security, just getting into the lobby. There was only 4 of us in the lobby, our party. So it's not a place where there's a throng of folks coming in. And we had a tour through their facility, everything brand new, several stories, all of the CBS related networks are there, sports network, what have you. And some of them are 24 hours a day, so they're cranking stuff all the time. Then had an opportunity to go on the CBS Evening News set, which is the set that you see each evening here on Channel 7 if you happen to view Cairo, and get together with Jeff Glore, who's their anchor of the CBS Evening News. And a cool guy, we're in the green room, right? And he's cutting, recording a little promotional announcements for all of the affiliates around the nation. And he got through with that, saw us there, signaled us in, sat down and chatted with him, got some pictures taken, those kinds of things. Went away about 5 minutes before the CBS Evening News Eastern feed was to take off, which would be 4:30 our time, 3:30 our time. And then we went into the control room, which was 20 or 30 guys and gals in this very comparatively small area, bringing in their feeds from various foreign correspondents or whatever that's going to be part of that newscast. So we watched the newscast roll from there. For the first 15 minutes or so, went back to the green room and watched the last 15 minutes from the green room again. And, you know, that's only a couple feet off the set. And then he was prepping after that for the Western feed, the feed that we see here in the along the Pacific Coast, this time zone. I enjoyed that a lot. It was something that most people don't get an opportunity to do. And the way that we were treated there was just phenomenal.
You've still got the big smile on your face. And now here you are in the Lake Chelan Now studios making waves, not quite the same setup. So, Steve, it was great. I'm glad you had a great time on your trip like that. I know it's enjoyable to have and to be able to couple different experiences like you did in one trip. That's even a better way to do it. So glad that you folks had a great time on that. That's going to do it for us. Been a busy making waves here today, Steve, and fun to talk with Emmett Aston and about Emmett Aston and about Lake Chelan Community Hospital and their 75th anniversary. Next week, we'll hear more voices involved with the hospital that were part of that big celebration. And then also, we'll be able to report back on next week's program on the conclusion of the state volleyball tournaments where the Chelan and Manson teams are participating. So that's going to do it. Steve, thanks for your time. It's fun as always.
Making waves
on LakeChelanNow.com. So long.